The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN for short, is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Invited by the ASEAN embassies, His Excellency Liu Luang Min, the ASEAN Secretary General, visited Germany on this occasion. At the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung in Berlin, he met with political and economic representatives for a public discussion on the experience of globalization and its challenges. This Berlin panel was the Secretary General's only public speech in Europe. Hosted by the Embassy of Singapore to Germany and the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung's Asia-Pacific Department, the event was presented by Adrian Woltersdorf, director of the FES office in Singapore. The Friedrich Ebert Stiftung has maintained branches in Asia for over 30 years and is very involved in striving for more social justice and integration on the Asian continent. His Excellency, the Ambassador of the Republic of Singapore to Berlin, Lawrence Bay, opened the reception and in his summary of the cooperation between ASEAN and the EU registered a very positive development.
Secretary General Min's visit sends a powerful signal that ASEAN values very much the partnership and the close ties between Southeast Asia and the European Union. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the ASEAN-EU dialogue process, and I'm sure you will hear from our other speakers later today how substantive that relationship has become over the decades. This relationship between two of the world's leading regional groupings. It is also my personal hope, and I believe that of my colleagues in the Berlin ASEAN Committee as well, that the Secretary General's visit will further boost the momentum of exchanges between Germany and ASEAN.
ASEAN's Secretary General, His Excellency Liu Luang Min, considers the Asian Alliance a model for the future that also aims to set an example for other regions. On the other hand, he also stresses that ASEAN and the EU should converge even more.
We keep saying that the EU has been for us an inspiration in our process of integration, but also we keep saying that we have learned, we are learning, and we learn not only from what to do, but also from what not to do from the EU experience in this connection. Learning from the Brexit experience, ASEAN must do more in delivering a people-oriented, people-centered community.
It shouldn't be forgotten, however, that his region harbors several smoldering conflicts, both overt and covert, Min stated. These conflicts, such as drug-related crime, human trafficking, terrorism, corruption, and subpar healthcare, represent a constant challenge. Nevertheless, having given 600 million people stability and integration, ASEAN would, in principle, be a Nobel Peace Prize candidate, just as the EU. But what are the reasons that ASEAN receives so little notice in Germany? Ina Lepel, the director of the Asia-Pacific Department of the Federal Foreign Office, has a clear-cut answer to that.
I think we have a gap in the perception of Asia at all in Germany. Considering the importance of Asia for our economy, for the future of the rules-based world order, there seems to be a bit of a blind spot in public perception as far as Asia is concerned, or maybe because it's relatively far away. We are also focused quite a bit at the moment on our internal problems in Europe. And I think all these things together create the effect that ASEAN, where things are going well, but going quietly well, is somehow not as visible as it should be.
ASEAN possesses a wholly different internal structure than the EU. The framework of the alliance is loose, and the diversity of member states intended, and ASEAN obviously asks for more attention by the EU. Niels Annen, the spokesperson for foreign affairs of the Social Democratic Parliamentary Group in the German Bundestag, is quite self-critical in this regard.
We know that we need to become better in multitasking, and the ambassador mentioned that we have several problems in our own region. The relationship with Russia is very crucial for Europe and Germany. We have a war in our European neighborhood in Syria and Iraq, instability in North Africa. But I think the Secretary General made it very clear in a very modest and polite way, but this region is growing. Its economic potential is enormous, and its political weight will also grow. And Germany has a very intense relationship and very close relationship with China. We need to multitask. We need to diversify also more our relations than we had doing this before. But Germany is not a world power.
Germany may not be a superpower, but the challenges it faces are enormous. The flow of refugees and consequentially the relationship Germany has to its Muslim population are two of the great political key issues. Germany could learn some lessons from the ASEAN states who have set a model example of integrating Islamic countries. Niels Annen admits to a considerable backlog, but did challenge the argument that Germany was not making any integration efforts.
I don't believe that we haven't been dealing with Muslim countries or minorities within Europe and in our neighborhood. Germany was discussing heavily and politically over what to do with Bosnia-Herzegovina. That is an overwhelmingly Muslim country in Europe. We took a decision to protect a Muslim population in the situation of war. So I wouldn't tell you here that we have a long-term strategy that covers all the problems. But it's also not the case that the problem hasn't been discussed or haven't been dealt with before.
What are ASEAN's visions? In terms of its institutions, Secretary General Min concluded that it will approximate the EU in time and due course. Globalization interconnects a great number of regions so tightly that there has to be consensus not only on joint economic procedures, but also on ethical questions. In particular, the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung is doing very active work in this region to improve work conditions in export-oriented industries, such as the textile and electronics sectors. Future trade agreements with ASEAN promoting humane working conditions and strong trade unions are also a part of this process.
I think I mentioned we share the same approach to multilateral, trading system, open fair trade, and also in the respect, in terms of the fourth industrial, revolution. You know that, in the vision that we have adopted, that will guide our work until 2025, innovation. It's very high on the agenda. We are moving from production-based to innovation-driven, the economies.
But innovation and growth at all cost must not be the overarching goal. And this is not only up to the consumer, but most importantly, to politics. It is not only ASEAN governments who are responsible, but also Brussels, where these trade agreements are drafted. In the light of growing automation and digitalization, designing these treaties fairly with representation of all parties, employers, governments, and trade unions is the order of the day. So ASEAN and the EU can both learn from one another. How to establish an innovation-oriented, super-regional framework that both promotes justice without dispensing with the autonomy of the individual regions was the topic of intense discussion after the presentation at the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung drew to a close.